Brown didn't just come. There was a stair-step type thing where the early cases, and they made one little notch to happen, and then they would build something else, and then they could argue that in the first case, they already decided, and then they would go on to the third case. But there were maybe 20 cases that were built on each other, which really finally resulted in Brown. So when Brown came down, I was a college student. But when I was there watching it, I was in college. And I think the thing that I'll always remember, it was December. And I went with college professor to watch the case. We had tickets. And from Thurgood Marshall. And I've never seen anything like that. If you look at the Supreme Court, you know the huge steps going up there, the marble steps, and the street down below. When I arrived, there were people lined up all the way down those steps and going into the street. And the steps, as you know, are very broad. Mm-hmm. So there were people there in sleeping bags, many. See, you know, I think there might have been thousands of people, thousands, I think, who were in the line to the Supreme Court door, all the way down to the street and beyond, and then loads of them in sleeping bags who'd been there all night. This is December. And I looked up and I saw the sign, equal justice under law. And that had a profound effect on me, yeah.
Were you surprised afterwards when you heard about the unanimous verdict based on what you had seen?
It was a long time between the time I don't think the decision was till May or June of the following year. I didn't see how the decision could be any other way. I mean, I was a young person, mm-hmm. but I really didn't. So I would say, as a young person, I wasn't surprised. I thought it would happen, but I was optimistic. I recall the argument started with Spotswood Robinson. He led off the argument, and he was kind of just factual, very steady. He didn't speak loudly or wave his hands, or it was just a I'm telling you kind of thing. And he was just sort of lecturing to the court in the sense that he was just laying it out to them. And he got some very tough questions from Justice Frankfurt, I think, mm-hmm. if I recall him, and some of the other Supreme Court justices. And he answered all of them. But just in a kind of a lecturing type thing, like I'm telling you what it was. And then behind them immediately was Thurgood Marshall. And Thurgood was a tall, very impressive kind of guy, handsome guy. And Thurgood was much different from Spotswood. And Spotswood was laid off and sort of lectured to him, in my view, as a young person. But Thurgood was a guy who sort of waved his hands and he spoke with a, you know, kind of loud voice. In one of the greatest civil rights leaders was born there and grew up there, Oliver Hill. And I knew that he was involved with Thurgood Marshall and cases that were in the courts then that were seeking to chip away at segregation. I knew that.